Amnesty International. Welcome to the podcast. I'm going to be guiding you through some of the work Amnesty has been doing since we launched our annual report last month on the state of human rights worldwide. First of all, Amnesty International has a new Secretary General, Salil Shetty. He gave us a quick interview on his first day in the hot seat, which we'll be sharing with you later. Then we have a report on the human rights impact of the conflict in the tribal areas of Pakistan. And finally, we finish up with Amnesty International UK's 2010 Special Award for Journalism Under Threat. All that after Amnesty in the News.
Amnesty International has called for an impartial international investigation into the violent events in South Kyrgyzstan that left hundreds of people dead and thousands wounded and homeless. Amnesty is also concerned at reports that security forces have attempted to confiscate video and photographic evidence from local journalists and residents who have documented the violence. Human rights are suffering in Libya as it continues to stall on reform. Amnesty International has warned in a new report, despite the country's efforts to play a greater international role. The report, Libya of Tomorrow, What Hope for Human Rights, documents floggings used as punishment for adultery, indefinite detentions and abuses of migrants, refugees and asylum seekers, as well as the legacy of unresolved cases of enforced disappearances of dissidents. Meanwhile, the security forces remain immune from the consequences of their actions. 1 year on from Iran's disputed 2009 presidential elections, Amnesty International has documented a widening crackdown on dissent that has left journalists, students, political and rights activists, as well as clerics languishing in prisons. Amnesty International urged Israel to completely lift without delay its blockade on Gaza, which imposes a collective punishment on 1.4 million Palestinians in clear violation of international law.
The former director of the United Nations Millennium Campaign, Salil Shetty, is a renowned expert on poverty and human rights. Salil, how are you feeling on your first day as the new Amnesty International Secretary General?
I'm very excited on the one hand, I'm coming in with a deep sense of responsibility of all the things that millions of people in the world are expecting from Amnesty. And at the same time, very conscious that the number of human rights violations and human rights challenges are constantly growing. So I think there's so much we can do. And of course, as a movement, we have massive resources, membership, and we have the goodwill of the world at large. But at the same time, as an organization, we have limited resources. So we have to constantly make sure that we prioritize in the right way and that we deliver clear results. So I think this is a challenge as to how do we, meet the expectations from so many people in the world and in the movement, at the same time, deal with the resources that we have and make sure we get the optimal sort of utilization of these resources.
And do you think Amnesty is ready for the challenges ahead?
I must say that I've visited many of the sections, I've met many people in the movement over the last couple of months, and I've spoken widely to people outside. And it's that combination of the high quality research and analysis which is done here at the International Secretariat and in many of the sections, that combined with the power of the people standing behind it, the millions of people who stand behind Amnesty, that's what's made Amnesty such an important actor in the human rights movement. And I think that's what's going to keep us going in the coming years. So I'm starting with a great deal of optimism, of hope, and I think, a fair amount of confidence that given the support Amnesty has in the wider world, we will do very well. And it's not going to be easy. There's so many things which we're going to have to deal with, but I'm really looking forward to the work.
Hi, I'm Moby, and I've actually been a supporter of Amnesty International for almost 30 years. And one of the reasons I support Amnesty International is because they're probably the premier organization advocating for human rights around the world. And if I look at their track record, they've been incredibly effective at actually changing and making the world a better place and advancing the causes of human rights. So I urge you to do all that you can to please support Amnesty International.
In the mountains where Pakistan meets Afghanistan lies a human rights-free zone. The 4 million residents of northwestern Pakistan are trapped between horrific Taliban abuses and military retaliation.
These days, people are even scared of their own shadow. People don't leave their houses at night these days. If the police catch them, they're gone. If the Taliban catch them, they're gone.
Running his market stall in Mingora, Usman is still managing to stay out of harm's way. But since the arrival of the Taliban, many stallholders have fallen foul of their attack on music and films.
We've not received any threats, but last week the market next door was blown up by a bomb, and other people have received threats. It's not that we don't agree with Islamic law, we do, but there are some things the Taliban did which were extremely wrong.
As the Taliban established themselves in the region, they ruled with torture, executions, and have particularly targeted women and schools. Parveen, a teacher, refuses to let the Taliban destroy the education at her girls' school.
It's been a whole year since we have settled in these tents. We cannot see any hope of this school being rebuilt. We are fulfilling all our responsibilities and duties, but we have nothing here. We don't even have proper writing boards for the classroom. When the Taliban blew up the building, we had to dig out from the rubble everything we were using today. If you go through these tents, you'll notice that it is in this rubble that we are using to teach subjects like maths.
The Pakistani government has tackled the Taliban with a repeated pattern of failed peace deals and military bombardment. But each campaign hits the civilians harder. At least 1,300 civilians were killed in 2009, and over a million people have fled for their lives, leaving behind homes and livelihoods.
When we got here from home, we suffered a lot of problems. In the winters, I used to be cold even after wrapping myself in three or four blankets. And in the summers, there is nowhere to hide or take shade.
Back in Bajar, Sayadullah was forced to abandon his degree in computer science when the war started. As he struggles to continue his studies from his tent, he and others living in the displacement camp have years of bitter experience of a human rights free zone.
There are a lot of human rights violations there. The law in the tribal areas isn't made for human beings, it's made for beasts and monsters. In the tribal areas, if one person commits a crime, not only does he get arrested, but also his whole family. And he is not eligible to a fair trial in the High Court or the Supreme Court.
The mountains of the northwest used to be a major tourist attraction. Swat Valley was known as the Switzerland of Pakistan, and its inhabitants have not given up on it. But before life can return to normal in the northwest, the road to recovery begins with the Pakistani government recognizing their human rights and reforming laws in the region. Amnesty UK joined vigils across the world to support death row inmate Troy Davis on the eve of his new hearing. It's the chance campaigners have been fighting for as courts review the evidence against a man who's been awaiting execution for 18 years.
We're stood outside the American embassy and we have handed in a letter to the ambassador. And that letter is talking about Troy Davis and about the evidential hearing that's taking place tomorrow. It says that we're here in solidarity with Troy Davis and his family. And it further goes in to talk about our opposition as Amnesty International to the death penalty.
Burma, also known as Myanmar, is ruled by a military dictatorship. The authorities attempt to control everything the people watch, read and hear. Amnesty International UK's 2010 Special Award for Journalism Under Threat was dedicated to all independent media workers in the country. Haider Kickaboy from the Southeast Asia and Pacific team.
The media is heavily controlled and heavily censored in Burma. There's no independent media as such in the country. However, that is not to say there are no brave individuals who are trying to push the boundaries whenever and wherever they can. I think it's important to remember that there are more than 2,200 political prisoners in the country. That figure is the most powerful indictment of the denial of freedom of expression in Burma today. There are now more than 40 journalists behind bars in Burma. In the past 6 months, two journalists who were working for the DVB inside the country Na La Win and Nay So Lin, they were sentenced to 20 and 13 years respectively. Amnesty International is presenting this award to all Burmese media workers because we want to pay tribute to their bravery. They're trying so hard to keep reporting against all odds. Journalism is very important in Burma because for people to be able to exercise their human rights, they need to know what options there are available for them.
Amnesty is stepping up its campaigning so that Myanmar opposition parties and activists, including those from ethnic minority communities, are free to express their opinions and participate openly during the 2010 political process. Essential to this is the removal of restrictions on the independent media, including international journalists, to freely and safely cover the campaign and election process. Amnesty stands with the brave media workers of Myanmar. They are at the vanguard of positive change. We've come to the end of our podcast, but if you want to be involved, please log on to our website and take action. Or if you have an iPhone, why not download our iCandle application, which makes it even easier to get involved.